There's a better place to get your podcast. GCNlive.com. Hundreds of thousands of hours. Archived for your listening pleasure. All free at GCNlive.com.
Beats. That's what you need.
Love
you
my super,
need to get
beats.
Your super beats. All right.
I have super beats.
Have you? Well,
you
better
take them to me.
I know I did. I give you lots of things, and some of them you take advantage of, some of them you don't.
I don't know what that means. You're right.
All right. There's Kenny Kessler, who's got a super brain.
Why, thank you.
Yes, and then there's Molly Page, who can't play golf. That's the problem that you
have. That's true.
All right, so let's get to what's going on here. Baltimore Mayor Susie, who's he, what's his?
Stephanie.
Stephanie, right. What a model. She was going to run for the senatorial job, Richie, being vacated by Ms. Mikulski.
Yeah.
Until this. She got about as much chance of being elected.
Yeah, you know, not look good.
Yeah,
not
I liked her.
Did you?
Up until she
to know her.
Had a couple of faux pas.
Isn't that, what is the old song? To know? To know
yeah.
No,
yeah.
No.
Once I got to know her, then I didn't like
right,
her very much.
Right, yeah, exactly.
See, and I understand. She misspoke. And you know,
it's not even the misspeaking, though. It's the fact that she, I don't know, I thought anyway, she imposed a curfew for the rest of the week, not the night that was in trouble. She told police officers to stand down. And
right.
Then when there were kids that were involved in this, she canceled school. Shouldn't she have kept school going to keep the kids going somewhere?
Uh-huh. Not
let
good
know,
judgment.
No.
It's easy to
yeah.
criticize, but in this, it's tough. These are tough jobs.
It's armchair quarterbacking.
Well, the right. argument here was to keep the kids in school so that they would know where they were, because you know, at least the police know, okay, we have 800 kids at this school. They're not out on the streets.
Right.
That's what they were trying to argue for
yeah.
here. But you know, she totally mismanaged this. This is
yeah, made a mess of it.
Yeah.
Now there are those who are sexist, not among our group, but there are those who say women they shouldn't be mayor, women they shouldn't be governor, women they shouldn't be president. Wow. And so we have that element. No, there's no difference. There are really good, well-qualified people for all these
all
jobs.
The people.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so I think the woman of the moment, and there's sort of a lot of grandstanding going on around Toya Graham and how she slapped her son around. But, Richie, when I heard her speak, I remembered, it was the basketball player whose mother, don't you talk about my son this way.
Oh,
remember?
Yeah.
Who
was
that?
Allen Iverson's mother.
Right, yeah. All right, so let's first visit Toya Graham as she's interviewed, and then maybe you can compare her to the mother we were talking about. Here's Toya Graham talking about how she smacked her son around, or why, basically, she was concerned.
I was angry. I was shocked. Because you never want to see your child out there doing that. There's some days that I'll shield him in the house just so he won't go outside. And I know I can't do that for the rest of my life. He's 16 years old. You know, he's into the street. He said, when I seen you, my instinct was to run. You know, I'm a no-tolerant mother. Everybody that knows me know I don't play that. You know what I mean? He knew. He knew. He knew he was in trouble. You know, you can make that phone call, get home, get home, get home right now. But they, at the end of the day, they're going to make their own decision. We just, as parents, we just have to follow through to make sure that's where they're supposed to be at.
All right, so where's the, what is the woman's name, the mother of that basketball player?
You can't remember. When Allen Iverson was in all that trouble, and she went out, his mother went out and got in the reporter's face.
Get out of my face with that crazy stuff.
That's only hearsay.
Who you get that from?
That's hearsay.
Somebody told it to you?
True.
Did Tawana tell you that?
Tawana
told
you that.
Don't ask me nothing. Did Tawana tell you that?
This is beautiful.
No.
Oh, my God.
I love this woman, this toy woman, the mother.
Yeah. Did you hear, though? Here's the problem. I mean, gosh, we talk about leadership with the mayor. Leadership with this community is, where is the dad? I mean, that's what's on with these boys. There's no dad.
She's got
this
six
poor
children,
woman has
no
got
father.
Six kids.
Right.
I know. She's trying to do the best she can, and good for her.
Right.
But holy moly.
Imagine yourself in that position. Jennifer, Molly, you're the only two here among us that could be in that position. Imagine you're the mother of six children. You have a job. They're teenagers. There's no other support around. Maybe there's a grandparent or two here and there. And in our society today, you know, we can talk about the good old days. I pretty much raised myself, and so did my two sisters. We didn't have all of the stuff around us that children have today to distract them. So, I mean, if I'd had, I don't know what would have happened to me if I hadn't found the farm, but you know, you think about some of the other things that are part of, what would some children have done if they hadn't found fill in the blank? Sports, maybe. Some kind of hobby. The children today have too much time on their hands.
And access.
Yeah, access to too much. Too much. So, as a parent, especially as a mother, I guess the question is, what's a mother to do?
Mm-hmm.
And
you know what?
I think you have to question yourself when you realize, and I don't know this lady's situation, but, I mean, she's doing a great job.
Are some people, Jennifer, who now are after her. Kenny,
no.
You've got things that you saw on social media attacking her for cruel and unusual punishment or whatever.
Well,
they abuse of the children.
For running after them and hitting them in the head.
Whack them in the head, right.
But you do have to call into question.
Listen
judgment.
To us.
Like,
we're praising her.
No, well, everybody's perpetuating this idea that, you know, kids can kind of raise themselves, and they don't. And you see this, in, especially in the inner cities where the dads aren't present. And so I think you question her and say, why did you continue to have kids with these people if you thought they weren't going to be around for you?
And I agree. I totally agree. We have a society that perpetuates broken families, especially in the inner city. But most people give up. This woman, at least.
She's trying.
Didn't totally. Give up and holds her kids responsible.
Yeah.
And you don't beat her up for that. At least
she gets points for that.
She didn't wait for anybody else to act. She didn't want the mayor to take care of her kids, the police anybody else. She walked out there, grabbed him by the scruff of the neck, shook him, and took him home.
And we also really don't know her situation. If there are multiple dads, if she was never married, or if she had a husband who was killed or died.
We
don't know.
Who knows? Yeah, exactly.
Well, the bigger issue there is our society perpetuates this kind of
stuff.
I'm using her as an example.
People are really criticizing the mayor of Baltimore because she's a woman. They're saying women shouldn't be mayors. Okay, I just love this example. Rob Ford. We should never Toronto Mayor Rob Ford.
Right.
Should we just never have another male mayor anywhere because of him?
Let's go one step further with this, if we may. Although I should take a commercial break here, Richie.
Absolutely, you should.
I want to spend a minute talking about an email that I got yesterday. A fellow named Mark Harms, who listens to this program and sends us messages from time to time, he sent me a very provocative, conversational, 2-3 paragraphs here. This takes a lot of time and thought for people to be this invested in, A, listening to the program, B, wanting to be expressive. And you can do it this way if you want. Email facebook.com/goodday, Twitter @goodday, email to Doug or Ken or Rich or Molly or Jennifer at DougStefan.com. com, or you can dial 888-302-DOUG. He said, I thought I would chime in on the females in the Ranger School. Remember yesterday, some of you may or may not have heard the story. I'll give you a quick thumbnail sketch, or Molly can. This is an issue that comes up now, and as women become more involved in the various military organizations, there is now an allowance. They're trying to put women through the Army Ranger School, which is tough, tough, tough.
So, even if they pass, they won't go into combat.
No. Yes. This fellow writes, there are definite and well-researched women physical differences between men and women. This is a bad idea. Women's bones are less dense, which makes them particularly susceptible to bone injuries, such as stress fractures, which you see a lot in soldiers carrying heavy loads. Also, their aerobic capacity is lower, and they reach that limit faster than men. This is why these sorts of situations, in them, they will become exhausted faster than men. These are just two examples. I am a former soldier with experience with women in combat situations, and I was also fortunate to be involved with the testing done by 2nd Brigade, 1st Armored Division, participating in testing of females to develop standards to allow them into combat roles. Well, he goes on. The larger point here is that this is a stereotype. Women are blank. Men are blank. Boys are blank.
Well,
girls are blank.
Yeah, sure. I mean, there's physical differences.
No, I challenge that because there are not, with some women, there are plenty of women who are stronger than men in many different ways.
Especially in culture, right?
Yeah,
there
sure.
are. But culture, you have to acknowledge that by nature there are differences between men and women. That's
well, I'm
the
not.
Truth.
No, I'm not saying there aren't differences. I'm saying to generalize and say that all women can't do this and all men can is nonsense. Go to the gym and look at the way some women are building themselves up and look at some men who are trying to get there, and there, then you see that it doesn't, no, it doesn't, the generalizations don't work.
Hey, but good job on taking this commercial break. Thank you.
Well, I'm going to do it right now, Reggie. Thank you.
Okay.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGdirect.com.
It takes a lot of courage to face your own death, but I'm glad I finally did. See, I was putting off getting life insurance to protect my family, even though I knew it was important. Then my neighbor's husband died. I watched her struggle emotionally and financially. It really made me face reality. If my husband died, how would I pay the mortgage, the car payments, or keep up the life the kids and I had? I realized I needed to get us life insurance right away. So I called AIG Direct. In less than 5 minutes, I had a quote. I was shocked at how affordable it is. Just $14 a month for $250,000 of term life coverage. I feel so much better knowing my family has protection.
Call AIG Direct right now for a free, no-obligation quote. The call takes less than 5 minutes, and you can save up to 70%. Call now, 1-800-294-6051. That's 1-800-294-6051. 1-800-294-6051.
Ladies and gentlemen, if you have those pesky bags and puffiness under your eyes, they've been there too long, every time you look in the mirror, you're not happy, do not wait another minute. Call 800-543-9262 and order GenuCell. GenuCell uses the power of plant stem cells to target the bags and the puffiness, the lines, the things around your eyes that you don't like. After a long time, these people perfected this formula. You're going to love it. GenuCell will help reduce the puffiness and lines around your eyes immediately. 800-543-9262. And guys, you can use it too. It works for both men and women. I underscore that because I use it all the time. Instant effect. See results overnight, guaranteed, or your money back. GenuCell. Get rid of the lines, the puffiness, the bags around your eyes. 800-543-9262. Order now, and the company will double the amount of GenuCell sent to you. Call 800-543-9262. 800-543-9262.
I had new Belvita breakfast bites this morning. Then what did I do? I got dressed, fed my cat, cut my bangs, wore a hat, got most of my kids to school on time. Took a car to the train, ran to work, missed the rain, saw a sheepdog chase its tail online. Have you seen that video? It's really funny.
Try new Belvita breakfast bites when you're on the go. Made with delicious ingredients and carefully baked to release 4 hours of steady energy. Share your morning win. Belvita.
Morning win.
Sam Adams, summer ale season.
I love the summer ale.
Woo, summertime's here.
I like the citrus, crisp, and refreshing.
It's light, it's not too hoppy.
The grains of paradise add a nice little spice to the beer.
Smooth, refreshing.
It's summertime. Time for Sam Adams summer ale.
It's perfect.
It'd be great for cookouts, spending some time outdoors.
This is the experience for a Sam Adams summer.
I could drink that all summer long. It's really a good beer. It really is. Definitely a good summer beer.
Brewed especially for summer. Sam Adams summer ale.
Must be a pretty awesome mask. Responsive.
Attention, do you owe money to the IRS or have years of unfiled returns? Are you being audited or receiving threatening letters? If the answer is yes, you need help. The IRS can seize your property and assets, impose fines and penalties, garnish your wages, and even go after your bank account. Don't take on the IRS by yourself. Don't let the IRS destroy your life. Take action now. Call our team of experts for a free and confidential initial evaluation. We've helped thousands resolve their tax problems. Let us help you. 800-261-7073. 800-261-7073.
The People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Ted Anderson, I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Did you know that drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health? Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops, available only at AlkaVision.com, combine a unique formula of only the most alkaline minerals. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize your water, ridding the body of harmful toxins, and helps you regain health and energy. Alkalizing your water by simply adding 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps the body rid itself of acidic waste, increases oxygen content, and raises the pH of your body to healthy levels. And bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
Of the rock era, Joni Mitchell, and this is one of her signature songs, one of four or five. Cut down the trees and put up a parking lot. That's always the one that's sort of stuck in my craw with her. A lot of really good protest songs because she was from that era and there was so much of it on the radio. Hers was among the best, I think. We talked a couple of weeks ago about her status. She's not a... I think she's 71, 2, 3, 4, somewhere in there. Probably Kenny can check that for me. She's not an older person, but she's had a tough... She's elected to live life, as some would say, to the fullest. I would say she has lived life recklessly. Her life has been full of booze and drugs and all kinds of things that were bad for her. So she is now in a position to find, as she gets close to the end of her life, that maybe she might have made different choices. That can be said for a lot of people who do things and then at the end of the line think, my God, why did I do all of that? As a court filing suggests that she is unconscious and unable to make medical decisions for herself. Kenny doesn't think that is true, as I recall our conversation earlier.
According to her website, Leslie Morris, who is the longtime friend, posted, contrary to rumors circulating on the internet today, Joni is not in a coma. Joni is still in the hospital, but she comprehends, she's alert, and she has her full senses.
Mm-hmm.
A full recovery is expected.
Yeah, what did she go in for initially, Kenny? Do you remember?
They haven't said. They have never said.
I think there was a heart condition, which would make sense, circulatory, some kind of problem that is symptomatic of people who abuse drugs and alcohol and stuff as they grow. All you gotta, this is not judgmental. Please don't take it that way. But if you look at her face carefully and you go back through her career, look at her teeth, and you'll see what I'm talking about. If you look carefully at this woman's extremity, you can see that she has been abusive of herself. But does that take away from the quality of her music? No. It just it underscores the choices. We all make choices about our lives and what we want to do. She's had an interesting life. When she was a teenager, she had a thing with Mick Jagger, and that sort of brought her into the fold. Then she was one of the favored kids, I guess. I don't know. I was his favorite children. But he had an affair with her for quite a while. I think she went through the band, didn't she? Do you remember, Kenny?
With any luck.
Well, I don't know about that. What, do you think that's sexy?
I hadn't heard that.
What is there?
Depends on who's
luck?
In the band.
No.
It's the Stones.
What
okay.
Yeah, but what's sexy about those skinny, ugly guys that must reek of pot all the time any more than Rod Stewart is sexy? What is there that people think? What?
And Mick Jagger and Keith Richards are pretty hot still. But the talent is really it. I mean, if you just saw a guy kind of looking like that walking through the mall, you'd probably not be interested.
No, you're right about that. But then, I'm not their target audience. I am their target audience for the music, but not for who they target after the music. A story of sort of business reality in the music business. Jay-Z has a number of people in his stable that he's trying to represent exclusively to get the downloads and everybody make a little more money.
He launched a new streaming service called Tidal.
Yeah.
And there's going to be a little bit of a war between Apple's Beats Music, which is a streaming service, and Jay-Z's streaming service. And there are sources that are saying that Apple is playing dirty pool with releasing the app. So, for example, the app for Jay-Z's service, it took a long time for Apple to approve it and release it. And they're saying that that they're doing that on purpose. They're also saying that Rihanna released the song exclusively on Jay-Z's service, and that Apple, in revenge, screwed up and mismanaged the release of it and made it hard to find.
Let's hear it for Big Business in America. Hip hip hooray, 28 after the hour, and good day. Okay, so you've tried to whiten your teeth before and know how annoying it can be. One, maybe you used the strips or the trays and that was too much work to deal with and it got messy. Two, maybe it was too sensitive on your teeth. Or three, maybe you have caps or crowns or veneers and it just wasn't working on those. That's why I use Power Swabs. Power Swabs, a clinically proven teeth whitening system that gets your teeth whiter and brighter in just 5 minutes. That's right, 5 minutes. I'm talking on average 2 shades whiter in 5 minutes and 6 shades in 7 days. Clinically proven. If you have caps, crowns, or veneers, Power Swabs can get rid of the stains on them as well. Who doesn't want a nice white smile to go with the good weather? Call now for your 5-minute solution to whiter and brighter teeth. 800-281-6829. That's 800-281-6829. Call now. Mention Doug Steffen. Get free shipping on your entire order. That's 800-281-6829 for Power Swabs. 800-281-6829.
Mother's Day is this Sunday, and Pro Flowers is offering an amazing special. 100 stunning blooms for mom, plus a free glass vase for just $19.99. Go to proflowers.com, click on the blue microphone in the upper right corner, and enter the secret code 7575. But hurry, this incredible deal expires this Friday. Order now from Pro Flowers to get huge savings. You pick the delivery date, and it's guaranteed. 100 colorful blooms for mom sent fresh from the field, and guaranteed to stay fresh and beautiful for at least 7 full days for only $19.99 and will include a free glass vase. Pro Flowers has all you need for Mother's Day. But hurry, time is running out. Mother's Day is this Sunday, and this incredible special expires this Friday. The only way to get this amazing deal is to go to proflowers.com, click on the blue microphone in the upper right corner, and enter the secret code 7575. That's proflowers.com, secret code 7575.
The nation's largest independently owned and operated talk radio network. The Genesis Communications Network. GCN.
By now, you may have heard a bit about Bitcoins. But did you know Bitcoins are now over an $8.5 billion market? And did you know that over 65,000 businesses now accept Bitcoins? Listen, if you're already earning Bitcoins or trying to make money in the Bitcoin market, you've got to know BidBit.co. Why? Because BidBit.co is where you can easily receive Bitcoin by selling and auctioning off your own personal items or promote business products and services for Bitcoin. You heard right. Whether personal or business, you can now buy, sell, and auction your product and services quickly, easily, and securely for Bitcoin at BidBit.co, the first and only marketplace website to offer BidBit escrow, a proprietary technology which gives buyers and sellers security and peace of mind because all transactions are protected. Start today. It's free to join, free to post, free to auction, and free to bid at BidBit.co. Buy, sell, bid, or auction everything Bitcoin. That's www.bidbit.co. BidBit.co.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
You pick up the receiver. With your heart racing and sweat dripping from your forehead, you finally muster the courage to dial the number to call into your favorite talk radio show. It rings once, twice, and then...
Hello, it's GCN. What's your name and the state you're calling from?
Surprised you got through, you squeak out.
Jason from Minnesota.
Please hold.
As you patiently wait for your turn, you begin to daydream about being a famous talk radio host and what it would be like to have your own show.
Jason from Minnesota, you're up.
Millions of loyal listeners worldwide waiting to call and talk to you. You.
Caller, are you there?
Cheering crowds surround you, calling out your name.
Jason. Going once. Twice. Okay, we gotta move on to the next caller.
You blew it.
Huh? Wait. No!
Interact with the host you're listening to right now online at GCNlive.com. Click on the community link. Engage with other listeners. Ask questions. Start debates. Don't agree with the host? Let them know. Be a part of the community at GCNlive.com.
Yesterday is not important. Today is the most important day in your life. 33 after the hour. See if we can work our way through the day with you in conversational tones. Jennifer Horn and Molly Page, nice conversational tones. Ken Kessler, Rich McFadden, good conversational tones. How about yous, guys, and your conversational tones? 888-302-3684. Email to any one of us at DougStephan.com. I'm expecting to see something. Bob monitors the webmail. We'll see. Here's one address to do. Anyone who's here at DougStephan.com, Facebook.com/Good Day, Twitter at Good Day Show. A lot of people. Jennifer's been gone for a week, so we haven't had an update on the drought in California. Still dry, although there was some rain here and there this week.
Yes, we're still droughting here in California, but a little storm has gone through. It rained at Kenny's house, not at mine.
Really?
But apparently it may come later today. The interesting thing about the drought is that the L.A. City Council passed a measure that will allow them, not right now, but at some point, maybe during summer, to reduce our watering days to 1 day a week.
1 day a week.
Already,
you know how silly this sounds?
There are 3 days a week right now, and they're going to keep it that way, but if things get worse, then they now have the power to make it 1 day a week. And the governor already has power. He's already taken an executive order, an emergency action, to make sure that every everybody cuts their water consumption 25%. If you're like me, you're already doing that. I don't know where else I can cut because I just live responsibly.
Don't take so many showers. Don't be so clean.
I'm sorry. Once a day for like 5 minutes, it's what I'm going to do.
That's all?
Yeah,
I can't get in the shower. I stay a long time in the shower. I just like being in the shower. If I take a bath, sometimes I'm in the bathtub for half an hour. I like being in the water.
Jennifer, why don't they desalinize there? I mean, I know that they're building more desalination. Yeah.
It's not enough.
Because the environmental wackadoodles don't want to do it, and they think you're going to use up the ocean water. They're plants that they spent billions of dollars on that are sitting closed down in Santa Barbara.
Really? Yep.
I think San Diego desalinates a little bit, but that's it. They also are not seeding the clouds. They also, I mean, the reason we're in a drought is because of poor leadership within the state of California.
Really?
That goes for everybody.
Wow.
You look at a place like Phoenix, who acknowledges that they live in a desert and that they have a lot of people, so they've been collecting water underground. You would think that we would try to do the same type of thing here since we live in a desert. Hello, this is what happens. This is, and there's so many people here. That's what you try to do, but this is great. You guys are going to flip out on this one. So just a week ago, I think, actually, yes, a week ago, the lovely powers that be here in the state released billions with a B, gallons of fresh water into the ocean to save seven steelhead trout.
Get out.
Mm-hmm.
There you
billions
go.
Of fresh water into the ocean to save seven
That's
fish.
That's Jerry Brown for you.
Yeah.
There you go.
But we can't take a shower. You know, it's like, give me a break, people. Move it. If you have any suggestions of states that I should move, could you just send me an email?
I don't understand how you can stay. It's beautiful and all, but I do not understand how you can stay in that crazy state.
I love California, but I would never be a resident.
I love
California
too, but
never, ever, ever. There's too many. I live in the two craziest states in the country, and look at how sane I am. Why am I even here?
My beloved Maryland. I love
crazy,
Maryland. But they are crazy. The people that run that state.
All right. Speaking of crazy, story about a Washington teenager who apparently strapped fake explosives to his body in a stunt to ask a young woman for a date to the prom.
Beautiful.
Surprisingly enough, he was suspended from school.
Did she say yes?
His name was Ibrahim Ahmed.
Kids named Ibrahim Ahmed should not be strapping bombs to themselves.
No, not probably. Well, Brucey, no, you're stereotyping.
Yeah.
He's an 18-year-old senior who was trying to go all out with his proposal, wearing a vest filled with paper tube props made to look like explosives. At lunchtime, he stood in the cafeteria, held a sign that said he was the bomb, and invited his would-be date to go to the prom with him. Superintendent of school said Mr. Ahmad's actions were inexcusable. He deserved punishment. Therefore, you are suspended. But the girl accepted. So she and he are going to the prom. There you go.
Oh, well, that's happy ending.
Right, it is happy.
So he still gets to go to the prom?
Still gets to go to the prom. Oh, he doesn't?
No, he doesn't get... No.
Well, it says that she said, they'll go to dinner instead.
Or
yeah.
Okay.
That's it. All right.
This is a story about... I mean, we need to investigate this woman. If she's willing to date someone so dumb, come on.
He's a kid. Yeah. I mean, it probably seemed like a good idea at the time.
Mm-hmm.
I know it's late. I think I don't have the sign in front of you, but he was like, I know this is late for me to ask, but will you go with me to the prom? I'm the bomb.
Oh,
would
you fall for that, Jennifer?
He's missing a brain.
Nope. Dumb.
Not. Okay. Molly, you'd fall for that?
Well, no, but he's a kid, you know?
You wouldn't...
He got the girl.
He did get the girl. They're going for dinner.
Yeah. 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 Two stupid people.
Yeah. Maybe they'll
the world,
have
the world
babies.
Finds a match of, it always.
All right. Let's see. The video of the day today at DougStephan.com comes from the co-founder of YouTube, Jawed Karim. Is that how you pronounce his name, Kenny? Jawed?
So.
Sounds like a character from Star Wars. This is an 18-second clip. In front of the elephants at the zoo, not much of a video, but it has the distinction of being the first video ever uploaded to YouTube. So you might want to see it just for fun, right? A lot of things that we can do.
10 years ago yesterday.
Yep. There is a little audio.
Wow.
You want to play the audio, Richie, just for fun?
Sure. Let me
get it there.
Go over here. Hold on a second.
Murray Geller joins us in a moment. We're going to...
All right, so here we are, one of the elephants. cool thing about these guys is that they have really, really, really long fronts. And that's cool. And that's pretty much all there is to say.
That's all there is to say. First YouTube.
You guys was a gazillionaire.
Now. Yep. DougStefan.com.
Kid.
Yep. Kid. They're all still, most of those kids are still kids.
Yeah.
The family of David Viewerson. Is that how you pronounce this football player's name? V-E-V-U-E-R?
Actually.
What is it?
That's a typo. It's Viewerson.
Oh, it is. Okay. I didn't miss that.
No, it's not your fault. It's a typo. I noticed.
Well, I don't know who this guy is, but I know that I'm sympathetic to his story. The family is appealing a settlement that came from the NBA. NBA? How about the NFL?
That's...
He was a football player who died.
He played for the Chicago Bears. He was
committed suicide in 2011 because of brain decay. That means most of the people in this program would have to commit suicide because there's a lot of brain decay going on here. You're going to be surprised. We have time for one more here?
Yeah, sure, why not?
In my conclusion here, the NRA, National Rifle Association, was charged with systematically breaking the federal election laws by funneling special donations into their political action committee. Now, normally you might hear me be upset about this, but I'm not upset at the NRA anyway, and I'm not even really upset about these funds, because even though the authorities say they violate, these people violated state and federal anti-fraud laws designed to protect donors from being solicited and fake charities and all this other stuff, do you know how corrupt the whole damn system is?
Right.
And to single them out...
To play in the system.
It is, right, it's exactly. And you know what? There are plenty of other. It just happens this administration doesn't like the NRA. I'm an NRA member. I don't much like most of the stuff they do either when it comes to politics. But that doesn't mean that they should be the only ones who are singled out here when pretty much every one of these types of organizations are doing the same doggone thing. So the fact these hypocrites in the Justice Department and the Federal Election Commission who are going after them, I want to know who else you're going after. I want to see a list of the people and groups.
I will tell you
that you're going after.
It's not with her election stuff, but they're going after Hillary big time.
Right now. They are going after.
And New York, when the New York Times is going after Hillary on $2.35 million given to the Clinton Foundation from a Russian company that
she approved the sale of half of our uranium to Russia. I mean, right. That's a big story.
Hmm. Yeah.
A big story.
And then they dumped $2.35 million into the Clinton Foundation.
Plus, they also hired Bill Clinton for a lot of high-priced speaking gigs.
They paid her $500,000.
Come on, it's not a coincidence. They paid her $2.35 million.
What?
Really?
Really?
So that she turned her head. What head of the State Department in their right mind? If it's a coincidence, then I call into question her judgment. Because right. What State Department official in their right mind would approve selling half of our uranium supplies to Russia? Please, no.
Please.
Uranium supplies. Here's one of the interesting parts of it. Was owned by a Canadian company.
Right.
So they approved, and she part of it, they approved the sale of our uranium from a Canadian company to a Russian company.
Mm-hmm.
It just sounds crazy right
there. Either she's shady or she can't make a good decision.
The presence of Uri Geller is desired in a matter of moments.
Not shady.
We're going to talk about what you would do if you had 1 minute to live. 16 before the hour on Good Day.
For 20 years, you've counted on Lumber Liquidators for the quality floor you want at the low price you deserve. So we've lowered our already low prices on some of our best hardwood floors. Why pay over $3 for laminate at big box stores? We've got solid pre-finished hardwood from just 99 cents. And gorgeous premium quality Bellawood pre-finished hardwood and bamboo for an incredible $2.49. More deals from 49 cents and 24-month special financing. For beautiful, safe, and high-quality hardwood floors for less, see the experts today. Visit LumberLiquidators.com to find a store near you.
What would an extra $250 a month mean to you? For some, it's a little financial breathing room. For others, it's a car payment, a home repair, or help with college tuition. Hi, I'm Jay Farner, president of Quicken Loans, and I've got some great news if you're looking to save money on your mortgage. All it takes is a simple phone call to Quicken Loans at 800-QUICKEN to see if you qualify for the government's Home Affordable Refinance Program, or HARP. folks who refinance with HARP can save an average of $250 a month. That's $3,000 a year. Our home loan experts fully understand the HARP guidelines, and they'll walk you through our streamlined process. And for 5 years in a row now, J.D. Power has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation in customer satisfaction. And this year, for the first time, they've also ranked us highest in mortgage servicing. Call 800-QUICKEN or visit quickenloans.com.
Visit jdpower.com for award information. Important terms and conditions apply. Call us for cost information. Equal housing lender. License law 50 states and home loss number 3030.
Brought to you by St. Jude Children's Research Hospital. April is Month of the Young Child and National Cancer Month to bring awareness to this awful disease affecting young children. Since its founding more than 50 years ago, St. Jude Children's Research Hospital has been committed to saving the lives of children battling cancer. Treatments invented at St. Jude have increased the overall childhood cancer survival rate from 20% to more than 80%. But that's not enough. St. Jude is working to reach 90% in the next decade. Richard Shadiak, Jr., President and CEO of ALSAC, St. Jude Children's Research Hospital.
St. Jude Children's Research Hospital has made great strides treating children with cancer, and we won't stop until no child dies from this horrible disease. St. Jude truly shares our research discoveries, and every child saved at St. Jude means doctors and scientists worldwide can use that knowledge to save thousands more children.
Families never receive a bill from St. Jude for treatment, travel, housing, or food, allowing families to focus on helping their child live. To learn more, visit stjude.org.
Hi, here's your delivery from Staples.com.
Thanks, Staples guy. My office is starving. Got any snacks?
Staples has pretzels, granola bars, energy bars, trail mix, all at a low price.
Nuts?
Cashews, almonds, pistachios, pecans, walnuts.
Chips?
Potato chips, corn chips, whole grain chips, gluten-free chips.
Whoa, that's a lot of snacks.
We also have antacids. Tablet antacids, liquid antacids. Can't make on budget happen, make break time happen. Staples, make more happen. Now at Staples, get a 42-ounce bag of M&M's milk chocolate or peanut candy for just $8.99.
Offer valid on SKU 689508 and 689504 and 523 while supplies last. See store at staples.com for details.
Sam Adams, summer ale season.
I love the summer ale.
Woo, summertime's here.
I like the citrus, crisp, and refreshing.
It's light, it's not too hoppy.
The grains of paradise add a nice little spice to the beer.
Smooth, refreshing.
It's summertime. It's time for Sam Adams summer ale.
It's perfect.
Be great for cookouts, spending some time outdoors.
This is the experience for a Sam Adams summer.
I could drink that all summer long. It's really a good beer. It really is. Definitely a good summer beer.
Brewed especially for summer. Sam Adams summer ale.
Boston beer, pretty Boston acid, responsibly.
All right, it's 13 and a half for the hour. What would you do, any or all of you, if you just had 1 minute to live? What would you do, Jennifer, if you had 1 minute to live?
Call my family.
Richie, what would you do if you had 1 minute to live?
Yeah, I'd call my family. If I wasn't there, I would call them. FaceTime them.
Molly, what would you do if you had 1 minute to live?
I'd ask for more time.
Why?
That's cheating.
Kenny, what would you do if you had... Go ahead, Molly.
What are you going to do in 1 minute?
Well, that would take your final breath. What would you do, Kenny, if you had 1 minute to live?
I'd pull over and let the other people out of the car.
Really? All right, Mary Geller, what would you do if you had 1 minute to live?
I would pray to God, I guess. Are we on the air now?
Yes, we are on the air now. Yes, we are.
Wait, hold on. I've got a very, very special guest in my house.
You do.
He's the Israeli ambassador in London, and his name is Daniel Taub. And now you keep asking me all kinds of political questions. I'm handing you the phone to Daniel, the ambassador, and go ahead and ask him whatever you want to.
Oh, that's very cool. All right, ambassador.
Okay, welcome.
Hi, Ambassador Taub. How are you? Nice to have you on. I think you and I actually have met. I have been in Israel 4 times, done a lot of radio programs, and I believe you came over to the Jerusalem Post studio to do a program with me at one point when you were there.
I remember it well.
Yes. So, the conditions of the thinking of, we were talking about what would you do if you had 1 minute to live. What would you think the average Israeli would say if we were to ask them that question?
You know, the average Israeli would say that means we have 59 seconds to set up a startup to figure out a way to get through this problem. Because, you know, the thing that actually Israelis love to have are really challenging problems. And, you know, 1 minute to live, you know, fits into that category.
That's very clever, actually.
All the missile stuff, they're used to this kind of...
They are. Right. That's why I asked him, because I think there is... I remember driving around in both Jerusalem or Tel Aviv, and it was like driving in a bumper car race. You know, everybody's looking around to see if the guy next to him's got a bomb in the car, and that's the tone that's set. So you learn to live on the edge. That's really what this is, right?
Yeah, well, first of all, you're right. The more we have problems, in fact, one of the problems you're talking about, traffic jams, is a problem which Israelis have solved with a fantastic startup that was bought out for a significant sum called Waze, which where computers in different cars talk to each other.
I love
and
Waze.
Figure out the best way to solve the problem.
Yeah.
It's really terrific.
One of the things people don't know about Israel is it has the fourth largest economy, and it mostly is built around technology. They have the Americans. You don't have to stand aside, or the Israelis don't have to stand aside for the Americans and other technology. Good to have you on. I wish we had more time to chat. Nice to talk to you again, Ambassador Daniel Taub, who's there with Uri. You can always count on him having somebody around who's interesting. And so we got something that we didn't expect to get, which is always nice. One of the things about the Good Day program that people like, you get what you don't expect. 51 past the hour on Good Day.
So we decided to upgrade the look of our home.
You know, improve the curb appeal.
We decided to add the look of stone to the exterior.
We really like the stacked stone look.
Yeah, but when I checked into the price, it was ridiculous. No way could we afford it.
Then a friend told me about Genstone. Genstone.
Genstone comes in lightweight panels made of polyurethane. They've actually engineered the hassle out of installation. No mortar, no mesh. It was easy. Even I could do it.
We just screwed the panels to the wall and it looks like stone. I mean, it really looks like stone.
Yeah, from the box to the wall in minutes.
We love the look of our home now.
And Genstone is durable, comes with a 25-year warranty, and offers additional R-value for insulation.
If you want the look of stone at a price you can afford, call Genstone.
At 855-955-STONE. Trust me, you'll save money.
And you'll love the look.
855-955-STONE. That's 855-955-7866.
Attention taxpayers, if you've received a notice from the IRS or state, do not ignore it. It's also a big mistake to try and handle your tax problem on your own. If you owe back taxes, it's a fact that the government has the power to take everything you own, including your home, business, wages, savings, and your freedom. But here's the good news. There's a special toll-free tax hotline set up especially for you. This tax hotline will tell you about new programs that are geared to help you dramatically settle, reduce, or eliminate what you owe. But you have to call now. Take down this number or put it in your cell phone. But call 877-345-7645. That's 877-345-7645. When you call, you get free information on how you can reduce or eliminate back taxes, including penalties and interest. You can also be helped if you have unfiled returns, a tax lien, wage garnishment, bank levy, or if you've been entered into a payment plan but can't make the payments. Don't make the big mistake in thinking you can ignore or handle your tax problem on your own. You can stop the collection process immediately at 1-877-345-7645. That's 1-877-345-7645. 1-877-345-7645.
Now, 53 after the hour on today's Doug Steffen Good Day program. Not like anything else. People ask me to describe this program. I just tell them what it's not. And it's not like any other program. It is a program where you get lots of help and advice conversationally. Warren Eckstein is a great example of that. He's the host of the Weekend Pet Show, heard around the country on hundreds of radio stations. He is a man on a mission. He wants you to know how to best take care of your dog, how to understand your dog, and how your dog understands you probably better than you understand your dog. Brought to you by the folks that bring you Cedarside. Check out cedarside.com. Matter of fact, we have a quiz, a pet quiz. I want you to tell us how many people are sent to the hospital for dog bites every minute of every day. Is it 30, 40, 50, or 60? On average, in America, this many people are sent to the hospital every day because they are bitten by a dog.
You said every minute of every day. You mean every day, right?
No, I mean every minute of every day.
So how many people every single minute of
every
single
minute
day
of every single day
go to the hospital
according
for a
to
dog
the,
bite?
The stats, correct. Is it 30, 40, 50, or 60? What is the answer to that question? You will win for your trouble a Cedarside original biting insect insect spray sample pack. So you have spritzers in it, the spray that is going to take care of your dog or cat, fleas, ticks, all that kind of stuff the natural way. Matter of fact, Cedarside brings you Warren's report. If you need to keep bugs out of your home and away from your family and your pet, Cedarside has the non-toxic answer. Cedarside.com is the leader in natural and organic pest control. The original 100% organic bug spray from Cedarside is a must-have for your home, your family, for your dog. It is an organic pest solution. Kills and repels bed bugs and mosquitoes and fleas and ticks and all that stuff, the mites that bother your dog, your cat, your pet. Cedarside has all the products you need to keep your family, pets, home, and lawn insect and chemical free. Go to Cedarside.com. Use the coupon code Doug, D-O-U-G, for free shipping. Call 800-842-1464 or go to Cedarside.com.
Now, Cheap Psych Tricks with Dr. Buff.
And Dr. Buff here. How about an easy way to make your lover think you're sensitive and committed? All it takes is a note, a card, or maybe a love letter. Here's the science and technique of it. First, nothing electronic, nothing printed or text. No notebook paper, must be handwritten and go with red ink. Rorschach of ink blot fame pointed out that red pulls emotions. Now the words. Researchers say that 80% of recipients want serious. Funny notes scream, I'm not committing. Also, terms like my dearest and phrases like my heart's only half a heart without you. It's essential. And you must conclude with I love you.
I love it when you do that.
What's the cheap psychological trick? A handwritten statement of love speaks louder than words and lasts for decades. Check out my book, Cheap Psychological Tricks for Lovers, at drbuff.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number.
Call 888-359-MY-TV.
All right, so Warren. Where'd Warren go? He is thinking. By the way, the question is how many people are sent to the hospital for dog bites every minute. We'll get the answer in a moment. The contentedness. I was thinking about looking at my cows and then remembering how peaceful and easy Charlotte was to be around, or dogs. And I met a dog yesterday. Guy had a mastiff. Weighed 140 pounds in the front seat of his car. And he looks a lot like Frankie, my son's dog, because he's a combo mastiff, bulldog, and pit bull. And so I said, what's the story? This dog was the most menacing looking thing I've ever seen. And this guy says, stick your hand in the window.
Did he like you?
Yeah, the dog was great. Slobbered all over everything. But there was that peaceful, easy feeling that I got looking at him, Warren. And I think that's what dogs bring to us, that peaceful, easy feeling, don't they?
There's no doubt about it. You know, dogs really just make us feel calm. They make us feel comfortable. They're just good to be around. I mean, I spend most of my time on all fours around dogs, and that's why I'm the nice guy I am. Hey, listen, here's the number for you. Ready for the number on dog bites?
All right, hold on. Wait a minute. Let's see how Jim, what Jim's answer is. All right, Jim, how many do you think?
30.
30. What's the number, Warren?
Well, the number is 40, but there's 4.5 million dog bites per year.
So it's not per minute, it's per day.
All right, per day. All right, well, I was close. All right, Jim, you get the prize. Good man, thank you. Warren Eckstein from The Pet Show here on Good Day.
America Weekend is a production of Stefan Multimedia and Envision Networks. America Weekend is written by Ken Kessler and produced at Bob K. Sound and Recording.
Have you ever noticed how many sick and miserable people there are? I'm serious. I'm talking about people of all ages who have conditions and diseases which affect their quality of life. Most of them seem to have one thing in common, polypharmacy. That is, dependence on multiple prescription drugs with side effects that actually make them sicker and sicker, not healthy. The good news is that people are waking up to the fact that if you supply your body with all of the nutrients it requires, you will feel better, be healthier, and have a better life. It's important to know that Beyond Tangy Tangerine is the most amazing, great-tasting, comprehensive nutritional supplement. Besides supplying all the vitamins our bodies need, it also supplies the necessary minerals that are required for the vitamins to kick in. Look, folks, I'm hooked on it, and I think if you try it, you'll become hooked. This stuff really works. That's why I'm urging you to make it part of your daily health regimen. Visit InfoWarsTeam.com to secure your canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine today. Sign up for auto ship and save on shipping costs. That's Beyond Tangy Tangerine at InfoWarsTeam.com.